Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 808 days, Ukraine stands strong against the forces of the Russian invasion. President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky dedicated his evening video address to the situation on the front line amid reports about the Russian offensive in the Kharkiv region. According to him, defensive operations are underway near the villages of Strilecha, Krasne, Morokhovets, Olinikove, Lukyantsi, Gatyshche, Pletenivka. These are border villages. Zelensky informed that for 2 days now, Ukrainian troops have been conducting counterattack actions there. The head of state received reports from the commander-in-chief Oleksandr Syrsky. Ukraine is strengthening its positions, in particular in the Kharkiv region, by adding forces there. The artillery is working. The general staff informed that Russian attacks take place with air cover. According to the head of state, the situation in the Donetsk region also remains especially tense, particularly in the Pokrovsk direction, in the areas of Semenivka and Netailove. More than 30 combat engagements occur there every day. Quote, I am grateful to every brigade of ours that bravely defends their positions, repels assaults and destroys the occupier. Disrupting the Russian offensive intentions is the number one task now. The accomplishment of this task depends on every soldier, every sergeant, every officer. I thank all the commanders who actually do everything necessary to ensure that our warriors are properly motivated and clearly know how to act, unquote, said the president. He thanked the 1st Battalion of the 110th Separate Mechanized Brigade for shooting down another Russian Su-25 aircraft. Units of the Special Forces Detachment Omega of the National Guard of Ukraine informed that the Ukrainian military was forced to leave some positions in the northern part of Kharkiv Oblast and another settlement came under Russian control, reports Ukrainska Pravda. Heavy fighting is ongoing for settlement Glyboke, which is strategically important. The Russians are dying in large numbers, but they are still pressing on and sometimes succeeding. The Deep State Open Source Intelligence Project reported that in one of the videos filmed by the unit, a Russian infantry convoy was moving south of the village of Morokhovets. Deep State also reports that in the southern part of the village Ohirtseva near Vovchansk, drones have spotted Russian vehicles, indicating that Russia is advancing. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The US Department of State has approved the urgent sale of 3 HIMARS multiple launch rocket systems to Ukraine for approximately $30 million, reports Militarnyy. The Pentagon's Defense Security Cooperation Agency said that Ukraine has requested to purchase 3 HIMARS missile systems, which will be funded by the German government. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken noted that there is an emergency that requires the urgent sale of these systems to Ukraine, which will come from the United States Army's stockpile. Ukraine finished third in this year's Eurovision Song Contest, reports Suspilne. Ukrainian duo Jerry Hale and Alona Alona with their son Teresa and Maria first managed to get to the finale of the contest, but lost to Switzerland and Croatia, who got first and second places accordingly. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just 2 people and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.